We're here on KSOM, and we're talking tennis. The girls' tennis season actually starts this week. The Harlan Cyclones will open up this Friday. Talking with Michael Ruschenberg, head coach for Harlan Girls Tennis. And, Coach, kind of weird that we're talking tennis right now, and it's August, but here it is with the change from the girls' union, with your season starting already and practice already going on. How are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
Yeah, it is really weird with the switch to the fall. Like I was saying to somebody earlier, four official practices is what we're allowed before our first competition, which, you know, makes it hard, and that's challenging in its own right. But the weather has been awesome, you know, much better than starting in early March. And we've been, you know, doing some open courts, and the girls have been hitting throughout the summer. So they really have a lot of experience going into this fall season, which is good. And, we've lost a couple foreign exchange students from last year that were on our varsity roster, but the majority of our varsity roster is back. So that experience from playing last spring and then kind of playing throughout the summer, it's almost like it's just been one big extended season getting ready for the fall here, which I think will help the girls in the long run.
Yeah, you lost your number one, Naya Ojeda, and Julia Pando was kind of your number three last season. But as you said, everybody is back. So what's the competition like to try and assume that number one spot?
Yeah, I think a couple girls that have been in the program for, you know, since freshman year are going to be, we're going to need them to take some big steps going forward. You know, it's going to be a lot different from, you know, if Anastasia Kay, she's presumably bumping up to our number one, and she's, you know, slowly worked her way up the varsity roster throughout her career. And, you know, she was number two last year, which was a great experience. But even now this year, bumping up to number one will be a world of difference, just playing the best of the best from around the conference and around, you know, Western Iowa and who we play. We're expecting her to take a big step, and she's put in a lot of work this summer. Chloe Swenson will continue to climb up the ladder. She's put in a lot of work. So yeah, so the girls will be taking some big steps, and I'm sure they'll be some early meets that are challenging, kind of eye-opening, but I think they're going to be ready for it as well.
Anastasia, she's going to be a sophomore this year, correct?
Anastasia will be a senior this year.
Oh, she'll
Anastasia
be a senior. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. What is it about her game? What do you like about her game? You know, what are the strengths of her tennis game?
Yeah, what we've even noticed overall so far here this summer leading into and then through practice so far is her ground strokes have gotten a lot, you know, just a lot better over the years. She's gotten more confident in her game, you know, more ability to move people side to side and just hitting harder, deeper shots instead of being someone that's just looking to get the ball back over the net. She's looking to hit winners and hit it past people too.
And what about Alexa Powers? What are her strengths coming into the season?
Yeah, Alexa, I think, is just continuing to, she's working on a slice kind of right now, a slice return, which is giving, you know, which is something kind of unique to her and not something that a ton of people can do. And just kind of being a brick wall, she's really good at just returning and continuing to keep points alive and not beating herself.
And you have a couple of other seniors that are at the bottom of your list last year, and you're hoping that they can move up like Rebecca Christensen and Catherine Fall. What do you see from them coming in?
Yeah, they were a solid doubles team together last year, playing at 5 and 6, and they'll be expected to be playing middle varsity this year, you know, probably the 3 and 4-ish slot roughly. And it's going to be a challenge for them bumping up, but Catherine has put a ton of work into her backhand, and it's gotten a lot better, and she's finally found something that works for her. And Rebecca is just a really good softball player, played throughout the summer. So for more for her, we're just getting her back in that tennis routine, and just she knows what to do, just getting her back in that routine and getting her repetition.
And what about Chloe? What have you seen from her game coming into this season?
Yeah, Chloe is just, I would say, really good all around. Like Anastasia, I would say those two are best all around. Working on her serve a lot, getting a stronger serve. And Chloe is also someone that's not going to beat herself. She's going to hit really good returns, but also she's not going to go out there and make a ton of mistakes either.
So that's, you know, pretty much, you know, like five players right there. Who are some other players that you, you know, are going to be looking at to maybe round out the roster this year?
Yeah, so with the switch to the fall, Lauren Schmitz is a senior this going into this school year that is a multi-sport athlete and plays soccer in the spring. But with the switch to the fall, she decided to come out for tennis, and it's been awesome. She's super athletic, plays a lot of other sports. So while tennis might not be her primary sport, she is athletic enough and a smart enough athlete that she's been able to learn really well, and we're looking for her to be a varsity player. Maria Jose Guerrero, she is had an older sister that played, and she has played JV for us the past couple of years, and she has just gotten more consistent as well, and she'll be looking to step in from an upper JV player for the last couple of years to a probably one of our five or six varsity in that area.
So it seems like you have everybody back and maybe even added in a player or two with the change. I guess my question is how's the going to the fall affected your roster? It seems like it's even helped it a little bit. You don't have, do you have any conflicts with volleyball or cross country or what have you?
No, we have not had a ton of conflicts at all. I think there was a couple freshmen that were maybe considering going out this year, you know, to be freshmen that have decided to stick with volleyball. So obviously it would have been nice to get those people out, but we did not lose any of our returners or experienced players to volleyball. They had, they were, tennis athletes and didn't have to fight with that.
So how do you cram a bunch of stuff into 4 days before your first meet?
We basically just broke it down into 4 days and sat down and said, okay, these are the, you know, the five or six major things that we have to do. And we just try to be as efficient as possible. And then we also kind of are doing a bit, little bit longer practices than we probably would in the spring, just because we're ending practice every day with kind of doing mini meets. We're having them play each other just because while we need to do drill work, they also just need that experience playing each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the maybe the biggest advantage, and we talked a little bit about it before we went on the air here, is the weather. I mean, you, how many times did you have cancellations every year when you played in the spring? And, you know, you just don't get as much rain in August and September, and it's a little bit warmer, maybe better weather to play tennis in.
Yeah, it definitely will be better weather. I think that's the biggest advantage to switching to the fall is girls can play all summer long, throughout the spring even, be experienced coming into the season. And then during the fall, like you said, we're not going to have prep. I mean, in the spring, now with the boys, we'll still remaining in the spring. Multiple practices rained out. Somewhere it's even too cold to be outside. And really, I mean, there could be some days with thunderstorms and really high wind. But for the most part, we're expecting, you know, nice weather and stuff that we can play in.
So last year, your team was young, maybe a little inexperienced, a couple of foreign exchange students in there. You did not lose anybody from a graduation standpoint. You just lost your foreign exchange students. So what is your expectations for this team with just about everybody back and trying to add other players as well?
Yeah, we were middle of the conference team last year, had a couple, a couple people do really well at districts. And I think we're kind of expecting that same thing with, you know, we're losing our number one as a foreign exchange student. We're losing our number three for the same reason. But, you know, we're returning a lot of experience. And although they have to go up a couple steps each on the ladder, you know, we're kind of expecting that same thing last year, kind of go, you know, hoping for above 500 conference record for the duels and just to have some solid finishers at the conference tennis meet and the district tennis meet here in September.
Well, it all starts Friday at Denison Sleswick, and your first home meet is August 18th as you take on Red Oak. Coach, we'll be following your team throughout this month of August into September, and hopefully much success on the court. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it and hoping for a good season.
Michael Reschenberg, head coach for Harlan Girls Tennis, with us here on KSOM.